It's in the tantrums and fool on the morning buzz on Clear 101. It is 8:09 now on a Tuesday morning. We're back with more community spotlight in the 8 o'clock hour. I have some wonderful guests with me this morning, and we're going to start out with Roberta Mitch. Good morning.
Good morning, Riley.
How are you today?
I'm well. Yourself?
Very good. So we're going to be talking about the Platte County Lifestyle Coalition. Tell me what that is.
So as the name indicates, we are a lifestyle coalition really focusing on healthy lifestyles and what it takes to have a healthy lifestyle, and how you can make your lifestyle healthier. We have the range of working within Platte County. And so some of our efforts have been mostly here in Columbus, but we're hoping to expand. But we're really focusing, if I can turn back to lifestyle, really focusing on increasing physical activity and eating healthy.
So who is part of this coalition at this point?
That's a great question. We have a lot of players at the table, but there's always room for more individuals. So Columbus Community Hospital has multiple individuals, East Central District Health Department. We have business, public and private schools at the table. Let me think. I know I'm missing a few. City administration has been there. Some faith base is engaged. So we have a wide range of sectors engaged.
That's really interesting, because you're going to get a lot of different viewpoints and be able to help, you know, not just one part of the population, but everybody from kids all the way up to seniors.
And that's what we love about it.
So we have Dr. Luke Lemke here with us, who is like the man of health.
Riley.
He's all about the healthy lifestyles. And so what are some of the, I guess, things that the coalition wants to accomplish?
Yeah, great question. So one of the things we've done is we've we've divided up into action teams. And those action teams are, we have a community action team, we have a schools action team, and we have a workplace action team. And really the idea started years ago. We have a lot of great things that are going on in the community. The schools are doing great things. The workplaces are doing great things. We want to try and consolidate that under one roof if we can, to a certain extent, so we can all keep that moving in the right direction. Ideally, this also started from the what's called the Community Health Needs Assessment Program, which the hospital has, or assessment, which they have to do every 3 years. And unfortunately, we found out that Columbus has a lot of work to do in getting healthier. Childhood obesity, adult obesity, diabetes, a lot of the diseases that are plaguing the rest of the country are still very prominent, and even more so here. So our goal is to really just help people, give them an environment that makes healthy choice the easy choice or the default choice, and really individually to try and help people along in their health journey, because we're all in this together and we're all struggling at varying times. And you know, a healthy Columbus is a much happier, healthier place to be.
Roberta, if someone is maybe interested in finding out more, or maybe even joining the coalition, can they do that?
You bet they can, and we would welcome anyone to do so.
And who's the contact person?
I actually am in the contact for the coalition, and so I would be the main person to reach. Although not necessarily only me, because there are many people at the table, and each of those people talk about the coalition to their coworkers or family members, so any of those individuals can help as well.
And do you guys have monthly meetings, or how often do you get together?
We do have monthly meetings, and they're on the second Friday of every month, beginning at 7 in the morning. So folks are able to spend about an hour, hour and a half with us, and then go on to their next part of their day.
All right. I heard all you out there groaning at 7 a.m. It's not that early, people. Get over it. We're going to keep our guests here. When we come back, we'll talk more about the Platte County Lifestyle Coalition coming up on the Morning Buzz on Clear 101. Christina Aguilera and Blake Shelton with Just a Fool on the Morning Buzz on Clear 101. It's 8:22. We're back with more Community Spotlight. And we have Dr. Luke Lemke, Roberta Mitch with us, and also Danielle Fruin. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm well.
Good.
And you?
Now, you are with Occupational Health, and I know you work very closely with a lot of the local businesses. So how are you kind of translating the coalition's goals into working with businesses?
Sure, absolutely. So one of the initiatives that we have for workplace is the CHIP program that I've spoken about a few times, we've discussed. And so we're very excited to continue to grow the CHIP program that we've had at the hospital since June 2016. So we're coming upon 3 years, completed 11 generations of CHIP on our 12th generation, and the program continues to grow, not only with our hospital employees, but we're really starting to see a great outreach to the public, a lot of public participation, and we've taken it on site to Baylin Manufacturing, and we're doing our second generation of CHIP with that particular group as well. So we feel it's been very successful.
Now, if there's a business that wants to have you come in and maybe talk a little bit about that or do some programming with you, how do they get a hold of you?
Absolutely. They can call me at Occupational Health, or they can visit with Ileana Jaretsky as well. Our phone number is 402-562-4480, and we'd be happy to give an on-site presentation, or if they have just any general questions, we'd be happy to answer those too.
Dr. Lemke, I know the CHIP program is something that you're very involved in, very invested in, and as my husband is going through cardiac rehab, that's one of the things they've suggested to him is, hey, you know, check out the CHIP program because it's got a lot of really great things to offer. It really is kind of a whole lifestyle thing. It's not just eat this. It's right. So much more.
Yeah, thank you. No, it is much more than just about sharing a few recipes. I mean, we do that too as well. But, you know, we really emphasize more taking control of your health. And obviously, when you've had something happen to you, you feel like you're out of control. And so what we try and do is educate and empower people to really to have more control of what happens to them. And they realize, and I think as we educate them, they realize they can have a lot more empowering over there, more choice over their destiny. Their genetics are not their destiny. You know, whatever's happened to them is not their destiny. They can, in fact, have a lot of. So we emphasize sleep, gratitude, forgiveness, some pretty amazing stuff that really is quite a transformational process for people over 12 weeks, 18 sessions. So we get to know each other very well, and our data would indicate that people really really enjoy it. It's a life-changing type of experience for them. Many times they say that. So it's really, really fun to see that happen to people.
And you have Club CHIP after that, which is kind of a continuation so people can, you know, not just get thrown out into the sea to sink or swim.
Right, yeah. Club CHIP is gaining. We've been having larger and larger crowds. We've been bringing in lots of different speakers from the community and, you know, some chefs and things of that nature. So just hopefully, like you say, a lot of times those programs stop and then there's nothing left. And you know, it's always a daily grind to continue to live your best life. And, you know, we're trying to think of ways to help people, encourage them to continue on the journey that they've started because they feel so good when they're in the class and then all of a sudden it stops and like, okay, now what do I do? And so we're trying to make sure that we don't let that happen to them.
Roberta, now I know we mentioned earlier that the Chamber of Commerce is also a big part of the coalition. This is the Platte County Lifestyle Coalition. So we're actually wanting to expand outside of Columbus. So are there other cities or towns or groups or entities that you're hoping will contact you and be a part of this?
Oh, we'd welcome any other city within Platte County to contact us. And the best way to reach us is through the occupational health phone number. But we do any town. So it's Humphrey or Lindsay or Creston, I believe. Anyone in the city of or the county of Platte County is welcome to contact us.
I love that you're including kids or school systems, I guess, too, because I think the earlier you can get kids involved in healthier lifestyles, the more likely it is to become a lifelong habit.
You bet. That's very true. And the role of the parent and teachers and school systems are so integral to the life of a young child and their health that we're thrilled that we have an action team that focuses on schools and running alongside them to help them and see what we can do to help them to be healthier, too.
If there is a group, for instance, a service organization or a school organization or a church organization that wants you to come in and talk about the coalition, would you be willing to do that?
Absolutely. And if I can't, there's other members of the coalition, those present in this room, Danielle or Dr. Lemke, or even others who are willing to and are actually have already provided presentations to other groups.
It sounds fascinating. So, Roberta Mitch and Danielle Fruing and Dr. Luke Lemke, thank you so much for coming in this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Stay tuned. We'll have more music coming up on Clear 101.